about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Happy Mother's Day weekend. I think a lot of guys dread this weekend. They got to be nice to their mamas. They got to be nice to their wives. It's Mother's Day weekend. Don't worry. We'll get you guys through it unscathed. Got a lot to talk about this hour. Apparently a man gets so mad at his neighbors that he bulldozes their houses. We also have an older Air Force One that is up for auction starting at only 50 grand. It doesn't really look that exciting in there from the pictures I could tell. Then we have a woman who wants to quit smoking. And she decides the cheapest way and most effective way to quit smoking is to smack a cop upside his head and get arrested and then detained. All right? Is that a good way to quit smoking? Probably. Don't you get cigarettes in prisons? Don't you have to, like, you know, do favors for each other or give, I mean, you know, remember in the Chicago movie, right? You had to give money to get some cigarettes. I'm sure there's cigarettes in jail, too. And then the IRS is, I guess, apologizing, saying my bad, to conservative groups for, quote-unquote, overzealous audits. Yeah, we knew the IRS was going to go after the Republicans. And the conservatives, no shock there. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, your love, your critiques, your awe of the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I know a lot of you think, oh man, Mother's Day, I gotta be nice. I gotta be nice for maybe 24 hours, or maybe I could cut it down to just 8 hours of the waking day. You know, the Mother's Day history is kind of cool. Alright? You know, I believe Mother's Day in America didn't really start until Woodrow Wilson had to sign it into law in, I believe, 1914. But there's roots to Mother's Day back, to like the 16th century. Some people believe Mother's Day was supposed to honor the Mother Mary. Right, the mother of all mothers, Mother Mary. And but apparently Anne, is it Anna Jarvis or Anna? Anna Jarvis. Anna Jarvis is the one in America who gets the most credit for starting Mother's Day. I know, some of you guys want to smack her upside the head. Cut her some slack, because she actually, after she started Mother's Day, turned around to fight Mother's Day and try to get it dislegislated by the government. So kind of interesting story. Apparently her mom was Anne Jarvis. Her mother, Anne Jarvis, worked in the latter 19th century as an activist, social worker, wanted to create more sanitary communities. So while the medical revolution was going on, and while the industrial revolution was going on, the sanitary revolution was going on. And I can't confirm this, but my guess is her mother is the one that invented the sanitary napkin. You'd think if there was a sanitary movement, right? Otherwise they wouldn't call it a sanitary napkin. They'd just call it a big piece of cotton or something. So, I don't know. But if she is the mother of sanitary napkins, all hail Anne Jarvis. Now, she passed away in 1905, and her daughter, Anna, wanted to, at church one day, honor her mother. So, from what I understand, everybody brought some white roses, and, it was about 100 people that honored her mother, and Anna was so happy, and, you know, she thought Mother's Day should be a day where you honor your mother, especially her mother. Well, about a year later, you know, the church is like, well, this is a cool idea. Why don't we just honor all mothers? Well, then greeting cards and little confectionery stands, etc., decided to capitalize on it, thinking they could make money. So then all of a sudden, I don't know when Hallmark started. Nobody really cares anyway. So all of a sudden, Anna goes, wait a second, hold the phone. Now everybody's capitalizing on Mother's Day. It's mothers with an apostrophe S, meaning my mama, or a very solemn, you know, celebrate your mom because she's not always going to be there type of thing. And now it's this whole big, you know, hullabaloo, and people are making money off of it, etc. And so after Woodrow Wilson signed it into law, May 8th, I guess he announced that's going to be Mother's Day. Don't you love how the government has to legislate when you appreciate your mom? But I guess they do. I mean, if nobody appreciates your mom, the government's going to take over, right? In addition to 16-ounce soft drinks. So then she's like, okay, hold the phone. So she actually starts fighting it. And from what I understand, I guess she, there was some big group celebrating Mother's Day. And so she stormed in and she, got arrested and then was thrown into a, sanitarium and died there. So, unfortunately, it's a real sad story for the founder of Mother's Day. But, you know, the average money expenditure for Mother's Day is, this shocked me. Americans will spend an average of $168.94 on Mother's Day this year. This $168. My kids, I mean, you know, they'll make an ashtray at school. Okay. What's that? What? 10 cents maybe? They'll make me a card. All right. And, you know, Dad will take me out to dinner. Nobody's spending no $168 on me. All right, but I don't want you guys spending $168 on your mom. We gave you guys some little tips earlier this week on what to do to please mom or your wife on Mother's Day. Don't just take her out to eat to her favorite restaurant or to what you think is her favorite restaurant. If that's the case, many of us are going to be going to Denny's this weekend. And nah, you got to do something a little different than Denny's. Mind you, Denny's is yummy, but still. So, I know I've never been to a Chick-fil-A. I've never been to a Chick-fil-A. I'm dying to try a Chick-fil-A. Dying. Just because it just looks like a real yummy chicken sandwich. But, you know, it never hurts making your own basket for mom. Throw a whole bunch of goodies that she likes and that she could use. You know, for Father's Day, I told you guys you could always do like a Home Depot basket for Dad. Throw a Home Depot gift certificate in there, some tools, new screwdrivers, things like that. You know, a book on how wonderful his wife is. Nice gift, right? But for Mother's Day, yeah, get a cookbook, throw some fancy cooking utensils that you think she'd like, a bunch of spices in there, a couple other recipes. You could throw your kids' cards with their pictures in there, a bunch of chocolate. Don't forget to give mom chocolate if she's not diabetic. Boom. You got a Mother's Day gift. You don't have to spend $168. What I want for Mother's Day is a nap. If I could get a nice, juicy 2-hour nap, I'm going to be a happy mama. But actually, I'm on my way to L.A. after the show because it's my brother's graduation from law school. I know, he's entering the dark side. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you. If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Dan, who is working the dials. Yeah, see, we got Dan on the dials of the Dr. Dolly show. That's rated a D. Good. See, not too bad. A lot of Ds. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Before I get into this woman who smacked the cop so she could go to jail and quit smoking, just got to give a shout out to my baby brother who went to law school for 3 years and is graduating law school tomorrow. My baby brother. It's interesting because the invitation says Juris Doctor or Juries Doctor, J-U-R-I-S. I mean, I knew J-D is a Juris Doctor, but, you know, I've never really understood what that meant. Maybe it's a Doctor of Juries, right? You know, and you know, you'd think more lawyers would be on the sides of doctors with this whole tort reform thing, but I guess not. The, you know, even though they're doctors in and of themselves, nah, they don't really side with us medical doctors. But, you know, I know some of you have been kind of shocked that my brother would go to the dark side. You know, I think the, you know, it's not so much that he went to the dark side. It's that, he had no idea they were the dark side. Okay. Remember, he's young. You know, and our young ones, they, you know, they think everything is glorious and everything is good. You know, and he's not as old as I am. He was born when I was 16 years old. So my parents had a baby on purpose. And then, you know, but they were too old to really take care of him. They were too tired and whatever. And, you know, they tried to work at the same time. So I basically, you know, when I'd come home from school, I basically helped raise him. And I wasn't in medical school then, so I couldn't, you know, teach him about, you know, what's the dark side, what's the good side, what's the force. And I don't even think Star Wars was even on at the time, because that was kind of in between the whole 70s, 80s, and then the remakes or the redos. So, no, he doesn't know. But you know what? I think it's going to be okay. I know he's going into law. I think it'll be okay, because first of all, I am older than him, and I can still whoop his butt. So if I think he's going to sue somebody that I don't think should get sued, I think I could be all over that. And, you know, not all lawyers are bad. You guys realize that. Not all lawyers are bad. There is some X amount percentage, 0.0001, that, you know, do stuff like, you know, patent law, help you read contracts. I mean, there was, you know, attorneys had to fight Obamacare, so we do need them. I mean, we do need him. We just got to make sure, you know, he's kind of on the right side of things. But don't worry, you know what, as his kin, it's my job to make sure I keep an eye on the boy. So I think we'll be okay. I know. It's tough. You know, he does live in California. I know. So, you know, politically we do have some issues, but that's okay. I mean, I'm, you know, it's my job as his older sister. Now, some of you try to quit smoking by using the patch. Some of you try to quit smoking by using Chantix, which we've talked about. Some of you try to quit smoking by cold turkey. This woman from California was arrested because she thought if she slapped a police officer and would be put in jail, she could then quit smoking because she'd be stuck in jail away from her cigarettes. Etta Mae Lopez, 31 years old, smacked Sacramento County Sheriff's Deputy Mass Campoy in the face Tuesday as he left the main jail at the end of his shift. He grabbed her and took her inside the jail, where she slapped his arm as soon as he turned her loose. Once she was handcuffed, she's only 5'1", told Campoy she picked him because he was in uniform. I like men in uniform, too. You know, she's got some taste. But she's not to slap, of course. And she wanted to make sure she struck a law enforcement officer. She waited all day for a deputy to come out because she knew if she assaulted a deputy, she would go to jail and be inside long enough to quit her smoking habit. This is according to Sacramento Bee. Now, he did try to get away from the woman as he left the jail, right? But, I mean, she was all over him. And she pleaded no contest to misdemeanor battery on a peace officer and was sentenced Thursday to 63 days in jail. Now, one of you emailed me and said, look, okay, the cost of these medications for smoking, the cost of missed work for COPD and bronchitis, and the cost of your health insurance premiums, some of you have calculated that being 63 days in jail is a great deal, and you're saving some bucks. So, you know, maybe she's got a point there. I don't know. I mean, I don't want you smacking our officers. Our officers are heroes. But, you know, have any of you guys been in jail and then quit smoking as a result? Do you quit? Yeah, I mean, I would think you get cigarettes there. You get, I don't know, in all the movies, all these, you know, prisoners are walking around with cigarettes looking all cool, right? They have the box in their shirt. You know, the shirt's rolled up, and so the box is there, unless I'm just watching too many 80s movies. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, we were talking about smoking and nicotine this week because in medical news, they were talking about how nicotine helps prevent Parkinson's disease. Now, one Saturday, 2-3 years ago, I had talked about the smoking benefits to health, or the health benefits of smoking. And I got a lot of crap for that because it sounded like I thought smoking was a good choice for health because it helped prevent Parkinson's disease in some patients. And, of course, that's because somebody must have, you know, tuned in and only listened to the last 5 seconds where I'm bringing up health effects of smoking. For the record, no, I think smoking stinks. I don't like first-hand smoke, second-hand smoke, third-hand smoke. It's all dangerous. It's all carcinogenic. Smoking is bad. But right? We would be naive to think that tobacco or nicotine doesn't have any beneficial properties, right? I mean, we've known for years that, you know, smokers seem less likely to get Parkinson's disease. There's something that has to do with the nicotine and the dopamine receptors. I'm obviously not a neurologist or a neurophysicist. I know that shocks a lot of you, but I ain't. So I can't comment on how the nicotine helps, but they have seen that association. They've also seen association with smokers. This is crazy. Where smokers do better after a heart attack and heart surgery. I thought that was a bunch of baloney because, you know, tobacco is very thrombogenic and you know, smoking causes clots. But maybe there's a vessel dilation issue after the vasoconstriction of the nicotine. I don't know why. Again, I'm not a cardiothoracic physiologist. Again, a big shocker to you all. There's also been studies saying Plavix, people's Plavix works better if you're a smoker. Plavix, you know, is a blood thinner that people take after a stroke, after heart disease. I don't know why. It was, I think, only one study. But that's something that's been out there. Another health benefit they found in smokers is they found that smokers require less knee replacements than non-smokers. All right? Not sure why. Okay? I mean, it's not like smokers can go out there and exercise and jog. But maybe that's why. Maybe your athletes are the ones that mess up your knees. I don't smoke and I was extremely athletic, but I just, you know, tore through the cartilage of my knees. Yet if smokers don't jog because they have breathing problems, maybe they save their knees. I don't know. All right. They also say a lot of chronic smokers aren't very heavy. All right. We've talked about how smoking keeps some people's weight at bay. Again, I know some of you might have just tuned in going, what? That's all you're doing? Fire the woman. No. There has been some published scientific evidence that smoking has some sort of health benefits. And I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to smoke at all. I think the risks of smoking far outweigh being worried about getting Parkinson's or needing a knee replacement. But, I mean, we have to call it like it is. There, you know, harmful things in life have been used for our medical benefits. I have a medical kit from England from the 1800s, and there's strychnine in there. Now, or an old vial of strychnine. Now, strychnine is a poison, but back then, they used it for certain neuropathic conditions, for pain, botulism. Botulism is a toxin. Botulism kills. Remember back in the 70s and 80s, our mom would make us throw out canned foods if it had air in it. Or it looked like it was puffy, you know, in the can. And I was fine with that because my mom had all this canned spinach and canned green beans. And, I mean, real disgusting stuff. I mean, I don't care if it was Del Monte. It just, I mean, I didn't want to eat the stuff anyway. So I had no problem throwing out cans of food, even though none of them really had botulism. I just pretended, you know, why are these in the garbage? They're puffy, Mom, and we're worried about botulism. But, I mean, we're using Botox now. We use Botox for migraines. We use it for laryngospasm. We use it for dystonia. We use it for a variety of things. All right? Penicillium. Penicillium was a fungus. Right? And they realized that they could use penicillin back in the 40s for antibiotics, penicillin. So having things out there that are toxic, all right, will have some health benefits in other arenas, all right? So, anyway, Parkinson's disease, nicotine, maybe a nicotine patch could be a treatment. Keep in mind, though, nicotine can still be carcinogenic because it paralyzes the cilia that spews out particles and pollution that go to your lungs. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. IRS coming up.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that freeze-dried guys' foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Yes, some of us still do boogie-woogie in the year 2013. You can still boogie-woogie. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. One of you had written me that a great gift for Mother's Day is downloading the Dr. Dahlia app on your mother's phone. Very nice. See? I got you guys brainwashed. Excellent. Yes, downloading the Dr. Dahlia app on your mother's smartphone is also a very nice Mother's Day gift. You could tell you spent a lot of money even though you know it's free. There's an iPhone app, the Dr. Dahlia Show, and an Android app. You know, ideally I would love to have an app that's like a video game. You know, like an ambulance is trying to get to the hospital, and people are trying to prevent the ambulance from getting to the hospital, right? And then you win the game if the ambulance gets to the hospital, right? Or there's like a code brown in the hospital, and you're trying to get out of the hospital before you die from the code brown, right? You guys have heard of code brown, right? Right? Code red is, you know, fire. code. You can also have a code red. Some people call code red when there's a code, somebody coding, right? Code brown. Well, code yellow is, you know, a urinary issue, right? Urine on the floor. Code brown is when there's a poo-poo issue. All right, so maybe we could do an app called Code Brown. But the reason why the Dr. Dahlia app that we have through Genesis Communications Network is such a good app is because it's easy to say. It's free. And you're able to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show anytime. I guess, you know, people listen to radio and, you know, in Vegas you listen to 720 KDWN and there's a lot of, you know, the terrestrial stations out there, but more and more of you are also listening online. And our show is 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, online. And on your phone. So if you aren't in your car or you're at work or you're jogging, etc., you're able to catch the Dr. Dahlia show now live. And if you don't want to listen to it live, no big deal. The app sends you to the podcast. So, you know, it's no excuse. When I have friends that say, no, I don't listen to your show because I'm not in the car at that time, that's not an excuse anymore. All right? People don't always have to listen to radio in the car. They can now listen to it anywhere. You could be listening to it while you're going potty. I mean, that's what smartphones and, you know, laptops do. Even iPads. 1-877-DUCK-DOLLY. Now, the IRS, I guess, was it yesterday, apologized to Tea Party groups. I've never heard of the IRS apologizing at all. And other conservative organizations on Friday for what it now says were overzealous audits of their applications for tax-exempt status. This is being reported by CNN. Lois Lerner, director of the IRS division that oversees tax-exempt groups, acknowledged that the agency had singled out nonprofit applicants with the terms Tea Party or Patriots in their titles in an effort to respond to a surge in applications for tax-exempt status between 2010 and 2012. She says, though, the move was not driven by politics. She said, we made some mistakes. Some people did not use good judgment, and for that, we're apologetic. That's a bunch of bull crap. Anything that says Tea Party or Patriots, are you kidding me? That's a bunch of baloney. And I guess that's it from the media. You really don't hear any more. I mean, you hear a my bad, and that's it. Now, didn't Bill Clinton pull the same type of crap where IRS went after people who were publicly Republican? I don't understand why we just sit here and take it. It blows my mind. So I guess, you know, what are we supposed to do? Hide? You know, that we believe we're a patriot? I mean, I know Democrats who feel they're patriots. All right? You know, we're proud to be patriots. We're Americans, for crying out loud. We're patriots. All right? Now that's a dirty word? And that's going to single you out by the IRS? I don't understand where this country is going. It's some pretty scary stuff. And then Benghazi, the only people covering the whole Benghazi hearings now is, of course, Fox News. You don't hear about it from anywhere else. And, you know, some of this testimony is just mind-blowing. Are you kidding me? The baloney? I mean, we knew that the government feeds us crap. We know that. Okay, we get that. Many of us saw 24. And, I mean, we know that government does their own thing. And, you know, they think us citizens are idiots, and that whatever they give us in the news, we'll just eat up, and we'll consider that the absolute truth. Okay, we are smarter than that. We are, you know. But at least give us something resembling something true. Don't just feed us 100% pure horse crap. You know, some people are pretty proud of what the Republicans have done in this week's resolution to not man the panels. You know, the 15-member panel that, from what I understand, there's supposed to be more panels than that with Obamacare. But this 15-member panel is supposed to have 3 Republicans, 3 Democrats from the House, 3 Republicans, 3 Democrats from the Senate, a few appointees from Obama and the executive branch, and supposed to be a 15-member panel. And John Boehner and Mitch McConnell said, oh, hell to the no, we're not going to appoint anybody on these panels for Obamacare. We don't believe in that. Some people are applauding their reservation and their resolution. Other people go, oh, well, wait a second. If they're just going to fill up the panel with liberals, you know, we could all be screwed. And so, you know, throughout the week, I've been giving you all advice periodically on how to handle healthcare changes, and you know, you'll still get that type of advice because we're just seeing things unfold right before our eyes, which just blows our mind. You know, for example, just to take a quick lateral step here, I had a patient where I saw her for a physical, heart, lungs, etc., ran some blood work, checked her for cholesterol, etc. So I did my physical. I didn't call it a well woman exam. I just called it a well adult. Well adult exams, I think, is good for girl and guy, and it's an easy code to remember. Not to, plus, I put her, you know, her health issues, etc. But she had a gynecologist. She was having some pelvic issues, mesh issues, etc. So I'm like, well, do the pap at the gynecologist, because it doesn't make sense my doing a pap and then the insurance having to pay twice. You didn't have the pap, sir. I'm not coding a well woman so that you could then go get your pap smear from your gynecologist who you used to see, get this looked at because she's probably going to have to ultrasound you, etc. So she goes to the gynecologist. Insurance now, from what I understand, and this is a national insurance that is here in Las Vegas, a national one, so it isn't one of the local ones, decides, nope, we're not paying for the pap. She already had a physical. So her pap smear doesn't get paid for, and it had nothing to do with the every 3-year recommendation. I think it just had to do with insurance under Obamacare has been told a physical. That's it. Doesn't matter how much of the physical. Doesn't matter if it's below the waist, below the belt, above the waist, above the belt. Doesn't matter. One physical. So she ends up getting a bill from the gynecologist. Gynecologist had no idea that insurance was starting to do this. Now, for those of you who's a gynecologist, okay, if you know, if you get referred somebody who saw their internist and family doc, now, I mean, I do pap smears regularly, but on patients who I think are going to need to see the gynecologist or who have a gynecologist, I'm not going to interfere. Let them stay with their gynecologist. I don't care. That's what these gynecologists do. They're in and out of those orifices all day long, more than I am in my job, so they might, you know, they're experts. Let the gynecologist continue the care of their patients gynecologically. Why should I, you know, interrupt that? So many of you gynecologists out there, if you don't beat the insurance to the punch and you don't see that patient first and get that pap smear done, then any internist or family doc who sends you a patient, you ain't getting paid. Now, this is only one insurance, and I think a second one has been following suit. And I know some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia is now crying her a bowl of tears. We have to hear about doctors not getting paid. No. It's not even about doctors not getting paid. It's about you getting bills for your so-called physical under Obamacare. All right. I mean, this relates to you all, too. And these changes that are happening, this just happened in the last 30 days. I'm like, what the hell is this? I mean, if you're a gynecologist, you could go broke. I mean, you will have to literally fight and beat that internist to the physical to hopefully get that paid and processed so that the internist is then left in the dust and not getting paid. I mean, of course, as family docs and internists, if the gynecologist does the physical, you won't be able to do yours. This is baloney. It's bullcrap. So whether, you know, Obamacare gets its panel of Republicans and Democrats or just Democrats, your job is to get the best advice from your doctor, whether Obamacare pays for it or not, and then go from there. We'll talk about this more after the break, but I want to hear if you guys have seen any of this bullcrap going on, too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys, let's go cruising.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to get real. It's time to prepare. Economic collapse, social unrest, natural disasters, government takeover, UN takeover. Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia, June 6th, 7th, and 8th. 3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness. Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show, June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com. Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase. The Social Prepper Trade Show, presented in part by GCN.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Mamas this weekend. It is Mother's Day, or your wives or your girlfriends who are mothers. Don't forget to make us all feel special. I think a lot of us kind of get, you know, pooped on already in life in general. And then when we come home, the cats and the dogs, you know, literally do poop on us, toilet seats dirty, you know, make us feel special. So we put up with everybody's crap for the next year. It just gets us through. Honestly, Mother's Day is the only beacon of light, right, that many of us moms have. Just, you know, please just humor us for one day. That's all you got to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Chase writes, doctor, I live in Las Vegas, too, and I have culinary insurance. They would not pay my doctor when he removed skin tags from my neck last year, so now my doctor won't do anything of a skin nature on me when I showed him this lump I have. I'm very scared. I have a lump that's been growing on my arm. He sent me to a surgeon. Why can't my doctor take care of this for me and not go through the expense of a surgeon? Isn't there an appeal process with my insurance? Now, I know many of you listen nationally, and so I try not to talk about a lot of local issues, but we have an insurance in town called Culinary Insurance, and it's a part of the Culinary Union, and we have a lot of workers that work on the Strip, or we don't really call it the Strip, you know, to everybody else out of state, we call it the Resort Corridor, okay? You know, because we have all these resorts, and they're all fancy, and Bellagio, and Mirage, and, you know, Wynn, and they're all kind of beautiful and sexy resorts, so it's the Resort Corridor. So culinary is huge. I have a lot of patients that take culinary. I have admitted culinary insurance has gone from being one of the most phenomenal insurances to, you know, an insurance that we used to never feel like we had to struggle with like the other ones, but, you know, they kind of joined in with the other insurances, and now doctors seem to have to fight with them. Yes, we have heard that certain dermatological procedures you do with this one particular insurance, your regular family doctor, etc., won't get paid. Certain procedures can only get paid, I guess, if you go to a specialist. Nobody told us of the rules. Nobody tells the patients of the rules. Maybe there is something in the rule book. It's just none of us read these rule books. I just don't think I've ever gotten a rule book. So, even though culinary does a pretty good job covering one physical a year, and, you know, they do cover sick visits pretty well, I don't know much about the dermatological issues. I mean, I found that they've covered most dermatological visits, maybe except for one or two. It's hard to say because I gotta look more closely at that. But if you have a lump on your under your arm that's worrying you because it's growing, and your doctor wants to refer you, I take the referral. All right? I don't think it's any more expensive to see a surgeon than to see your internist or family doc, because I believe the insurances, you know, wherever you live, I believe they usually pay the same amount for a certain code depending on who does it. So, like, for example, if a skin biopsy is, I think at the top of my head, 11100. It's either 11000 or 11100. That code, no matter who does that code, from what I understand, I could be wrong because I'm a family doc, and family docs usually make the least amount of money. But my assumption is whoever does that code ends up getting X amount of money, whether it's a family doc, an internist, a gynecologist, a surgeon. Now, true, if a surgeon sees that you have a lump and they're concerned about it and wants to use their surgical center, et cetera, yeah, that could increase costs. Whereas a lot of times your family doc or internist will wop whatever off in the office. So in that case, yes, you got a point. It is more expensive to go to a specialist. But, I mean, if the specialist feels like he needs to do something in a surgical center, it's usually not something benign and quick that they can do in the office. It usually is something a little bit deeper. So if you're concerned about something that's growing, I don't know about the appeal process, and if you want to take that long, all right, and I don't know, maybe the culinary appeal process is fast, I don't know. But if you're worried about something and you have the opportunity to next week go and see a surgeon and let him take a look, I would probably then just do that. It's hard. I'm not your doctor, so I don't know. I don't know what the situation is. I don't know what we're talking about or what we're looking at. And I don't want you spending extra out of cost if you don't have to, out of pocket costs. But I just don't know what an appeal process would be to try to get your family doctor to do something or to get paid for something that an insurance doesn't want to pay him for. I don't even know if you have that kind of power. I don't think anybody does. Yeah, and God bless you for trying, by the way, Chase. I mean, that's kind of sweet of you. You know, tell your doctor how loyal you are to them. That's pretty damn cool. So, to wrap up before we move on to more stories here, when it comes to these changes that are happening, don't think that everything's going to just happen in 2014. As a doctor, as a patient, I've seen some crazy stuff happen now with insurance companies, Obamacare or not, it is getting ugly. And I don't want you as a patient getting a $200-$300 bill for a pap smear or for a colonoscopy polypectomy because you thought insurance was covering it. I mean, I almost feel like with this insurance game, you need to, on a bi-weekly basis, double check with your insurance what the out-of-pocket costs are and get it in writing. Because this is some scary stuff. We told you about, you know, the cases that have been happening since Obamacare. Woman gets a mammogram, has a lump, needs to get magnification views, ultrasound, biopsy. Her insurance covered mammograms for free. But that's all they did. They covered the mammogram for free. So she ends up getting bills far beyond what she ever expected than she would have gotten a couple years ago. Because, again, once insurances are mandated to do something, a lot of times you get less. You know, the more someone demands, the less you get. Do you notice that? The more demands there are, the less you get. You know, that gentleman who had a colonoscopy was supposed to be covered by his insurance for free. Yeah, it covered the scope going in. Didn't cover the scope coming out. So it didn't cover the polyp removal. And then the polyps being sent to the lab. Okay, this is bullcrap. All right, I mean, you know, you're being forced to spend skyrocketing amounts for insurance that has now devised. Once insurance was given the law of the land, that's all that's demanded of them. The law of the land. It looks really restrictive and constrictive. It does, but then as long as they could cut everything else, they could make it work. Please be aware of what is being charged before you get anything done. Don't ask your doctor if this is covered because the doctor will say yes. Okay, most gynecologists have no idea that bullcrap is going on with insurance company. And I apologize, I'm using the word bullcrap, but I can't use the word I really want to use. You know, most doctors don't even look at their billing. They have no idea that physicals and pap smears and certain things are not being covered because of this tweak of the law. They have no idea. So don't ask your doctor, oh, is this covered? They're the last people to know. Because maybe it is covered and, you know, 15 days later they notice they don't get paid. Your job is to call the insurance company and say, look, I'm going to this MD or this DO or this nurse practitioner or this PA. I want to get this procedure. Now, they may answer, well, sir, you got to give me the code. What code? I need the code. Well, hang the code. Well, this is what I want to get done. You look up the code, and you may not get anywhere. So you may have to then call the doctor and say, look, I need the code for what you want to do so I could call the insurance and make sure I get it done. Now, I know a lot of you are like, why the hell should I do that? Why should I be putting myself out? Well, because it looks like the patients, you know, as expected, with Obamacare and all these insurance changes are the ones that are getting screwed. And, you know, doctors get screwed, but nobody cares. You know, we've been getting screwed for years, so, you know, same old, same old. But, you know, you guys are getting screwed more than you ever have. And I hate to see a patient go somewhere I refer them to and they get a big, nasty bill. That's not fair. You got to do your homework and a lot of it. All right, guys, have a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. I'm about to hit the road to go to L.A. Everybody clear way on the I-15 South for me, except the truckers. I like my truckers. And I will, I'll talk to you on Monday. God bless.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.